This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Oh, yeah. We probably, guys, need to do a disclaimer on this letter. So if your parents with your children in the car... you don't want them to hear this, okay?
Yeah, I put the kids out right now and stay in the car. You don't want to miss it, though.
Yeah.
Or you leave them in there and have to put them in therapy.
Yeah, that. Oh, there's that.
Yeah. Stupid.
All right, here we go. Subject, my girlfriend's husband's baby. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 31-year-old female, and I've been dating a 36-year-old married woman for 2 years. Recently, she and her husband were having serious financial problems, so I offered to move in with them and help out with the mortgage and the bills.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. We told her husband that I was just a coworker that needed a place to live temporarily, and he bought it, so I moved in. When the husband was at work or hanging out on the weekend, me and my girlfriend would be getting it on in their bedroom. After a while, the husband figured out what was going on. One day, when he and I were home alone, he confronted me and told me that he knew about me and his wife. He said he was attracted to me, too. That's why he agreed to let me move in. So that day, we ended up making sweet love in their bedroom.
Oh, no.
Now,
I
told you it's not what you think. Now, whenever my girlfriend is out, I hook up with her husband. I love my girlfriend. But there is nothing like being with a man that puts it down the way he does. Now I see why she doesn't want to leave this man. So, here's my problem. I just found out that I am pregnant by my girlfriend's husband.
Sugar, honey, right?
My girlfriend would freak out if she found out I was having sex with a man. Her husband is secretly excited about the baby, and he thinks we can all live as one big happy family.
My man. That's what he won't go with.
But
he just won't go with that.
But,
all right.
But that sounds crazy to me. Should I move out and be honest with my girlfriend, or should I give my baby a good home life with a daddy and a second mom? Please advise. What?
Or should I give my baby a good home life with a daddy?
And a second mom. Yeah. So she would just stay there with them, have the baby, be right there with the daddy, and, you know, his wife would be the baby's second mom. Why just didn't you use protection? I mean, we got to start right there. I mean, were you trying to get pregnant here? I mean, because what did you think was going to happen when you're having sex with your girlfriend's husband? What do you think is going to happen if you're doing it unprotected? I'm sure you've heard this before, though. Once you start with a lie, then you have to tell another lie, then another lie, then another lie. And now you have an innocent baby on your hands. This is so irresponsible. This is so trifling. All of you are foul for your roles in this mess. But I blame you the most, letter writer, because you were in this just to get what you could get out of it. I don't care if you did say you moved in to help them out with the bills or whatever. You just wanted sex. I mean, that's it. You wanted sex with the wifey. You wanted sex with the husband who puts it down, and you see now why she won't leave this man. This is a mess, and I say you need to leave their home. You have made a mess of everything. You need to fix it. The baby deserves the best life you can give her, you and the father can give her. And yes, someone is going to get hurt, most likely the wife. The wife is going to have to find out. I'm sorry, because her husband is the father. You need to woman up, and you got to tell her. You have to tell her, because an innocent baby is at stake here, and you don't want anything to happen to this baby. You want this baby to have the best life, like I said, that the baby can possibly have. And because of your mistakes, you know, it may not. It may not because of that. Steve?
Well, this letter from the very first line.
Oof. Mm-hmm.
I'm a 31-year-old female. I'm dating a 36-year-old married female woman for 2 years.
That's a lot.
Then her and her husband having some financial troubles. So you decide to move in with him and help out with the mortgage and the bills. You and her got together and told the husband that it was your coworker and needed a place to stay temporarily. He bought it. You moved in. When the husband at work hanging out on weekend, me and her, we in the bedroom. We getting it on. Mm-hmm. Then after a while, the husband figured out what's going on. He come back home. He been playing golf. He come back home. He been down there with the boys on the basketball weekend. He come back on the trip. Ain't nobody upset.
Right.
He walk in the door. Hey, I'm here. Hey. What? So you say after a while he figured it. Now, he ain't just figured. When you moved in, his boys asked him, damn, dog, you got two women living in your house. She a friend. She her coworker. What y'all got going on? If you think his friends ain't asked him none of these questions, that's why he didn't figure that out. Because we helped him. That's what friends are for. One day he and I was home alone. He confronted me and he told me he knew about me and the wife. He said he was attracted to me too. And that's why he agreed to let me move in. So that day we ended up making sweet love in their bedroom. Mm-hmm. Damn, now when my girl is out, I hook up with her husband. So you just don't leave the house. So you just sitting up in there.
That's funny.
Just waiting to see who gonna be left.
That's funny, Steve.
Man, to hell with y'all going out of here together.
That is funny.
Go and live your best life. Go do you. Get yourself some me time so I can get me some we time.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Now, I hook up with her husband. I love my girlfriend, but there's nothing like being with a man that puts it down the way he does. I've always said that. Now I see why she don't want to leave this man. Hear my problem, and we're going to go to break. I just found out that I'm pregnant with my girlfriend's husband.
Damn.
Is anybody surprised?
All right, no. Look, hang on, Steve.
I'm not. Quickly, let me just get it to you.
Woo.
These two women as coworkers that's been lovers on their job, one of the chicks is married. The other girl is not. The married chick and her husband fall on hard times. She offered to move in with them to help out with the bills and everything. They both went to the husband, told him that. He fell for it. She moved in. He thinking they just coworkers till he went out here and ran this situation down to his boys. Now, every time he leave the house, her and the girl in their bedroom getting it on. Now, she say her husband finally figured it out one day and confronted her and said he was attracted to her, too. That's the only reason he let her move in. So he ended up in bedroom making sweet love. Now, whenever my girlfriend is out, I hook up with her husband. So she hook up with the husband when the girlfriend out and hook up with the girlfriend when the husband out. Her ass don't leave the house. They done worked it out with her where she the only one got a key, so she got to stay home.
That's hilarious.
Man. Now, everybody thinking it's cool, but she up there, she just over there just wearing her ass out. She ain't doing nothing but going to work and having sex, going to work and having sex.
Yeah.
She's so damn tired of her job. She is considering quitting. That ain't in the letter, but her ass is wore out.
Right.
Now, I see why she don't want to leave this man. So hear my problem. I just found out I'm pregnant by my girlfriend's husband.
God.
My girlfriend would freak out if she found out if I was having sex with a man. With a man. You think that's the part that's going to throw her?
Right.
That you having sex with a man? Her man is what it, girl. Her husband is secretly excited about the baby. This damn fool.
Yeah.
He done set up here and landed in this heavenly situation, so he think. And so he's secretly excited about the baby. Is he out of his damn mind? Mm-hmm. See, this thing got so good to him, he think he done hit the jackpot. And he thinks we can all live as one big happy family.
Bring it in. Come on, y'all.
Can't explain this down at the church or nothing.
Church.
But that sound crazy to me. That sound crazy to you.
They don't go to church.
Moving in doesn't sound crazy. Should I move out and beat her and be honest with my girlfriend? Quit saying girlfriend. Because y'all ain't that no more. I can tell you that right now. Mm-mm. Or should I give my baby a good home and a life with a daddy and a second mom? He didn't convince you that she gonna go for this. Shirley pointed out who she thought was wrong. Let me tell you who I think is wrong. See, when you invite sin in, remember, sin is all in. It don't do boundaries. It don't do electrical. It don't do razor wire good. Sin get in all that. So once you invite sin in, what you want to go wrong? I think the wife is wrong because y'all so-called faked the husband in the beginning, told him y'all was just co-workers. You've been down there screwing around on your husband. What difference do it make is with a woman? If you ain't supposed to sleep outside your marriage, you ain't supposed to sleep outside your marriage. Now you down here with this other woman outside for 2 years on your husband. Then you bring that same mess outside your house, in your house. Now all this finna get messy. All y'all wrong. You sleeping with somebody under your husband's nose in his own bed. She wrong for bringing her funky behind over there, then wears herself in. Now he wrong and she wrong for sitting up looking at each other one day, then they start screwing. Now they done went in there and had a baby. Now you want to be worried about who feelings hurt now. This is all wrong. He think we could be one happy family. This damn fool. No good in hell, well, this ain't going to work. Sitting up in here with your wife and you pregnant, then impregnated her girlfriend who supposed to be a co-worker, who I'm pretty sure they ain't going to ever let out that they kicking it. No, so you just fitting to be the dog that slept with the other lady. They ain't going to put their business out there. But this heifer sleeping with you, that's front and center. Because your wife can't get her pregnant.
Nope.
This your damn baby. Y'all ain't being sitting up in there arguing. That ain't my baby. Well, who baby is it? Hey, dog. It's your damn baby. Now, everybody in this letter get just what they got coming. Mm-hmm. And whatever happened to the three of them ought to just happen. Ain't no favorites in this letter. How you going to pick your favorite food? What that sound like?
One more time with that.
How you
like
going to pick your favorite food?
Yeah.
Hey, we got four foods running. Which one of these foods? We did that with the presidency. How did that work out for you? This is what happened when you pick a food. Now, all three of y'all done picked each other. He picked her, she picked him, she picked you, you picked her, then he picked you, and then you picked him. Y'all just in there just picking off each other. Now, ain't none of y'all got what y'all thought y'all had. Ain't none of y'all got what you thought you had. So now guess what? You're going to have to deal with what you got.
Yep.
Once you make the bed, you got to lay in it. The only person I feel sorry for in this whole story is this child.
It's the baby.
The baby.
Mm-hmm. Yo, need to be raggedy, raunch behind, sitting up in here. And let me ask you this here.
What
y'all gonna name the baby? Us?
This is us.
You know how you name this the baby after everybody?
Yeah.
Who you gonna name the baby? Us?
That's funny.
Sitting up in here, man.
Yeah, it's
terrible. Damn foolish.
Yeah.
I was three damn people in there, all of them screwing each other. Don't nobody know.
But just wilding. I mean,
ooh, I wanted a reenactment from you and Jay. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted one.
Sitting up in here, oh, what the hell I'm supposed to say?
Come in, us! All right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can email
can't even
us.
Introduce nobody in that damn house.
Instagram us your thoughts on today's
this
letter.
This is my husband. This is my wife-in-law. This is my. I'm the baby's granddaddy and his dad.
At Steve Harvey FM.
And his uncle. This is his niece, cousin, mother, and aunt. The woman who was sleeping with the married woman for 2 years, who ended up moving into their house. And the husband didn't know that they had a relationship. So every time the husband would go out, she be in there in the bed making sweet love to the woman. Then one day the man said he figured out what they was doing, but he attracted her too. So when the woman left the house, she was in there making sweet love to the husband.
Yeah.
What didn't happen is she didn't wind up getting pregnant, and she don't know how to tell it to her girlfriend, who is the wife of the husband, and the husband's supposed to be secretly happy because he having a baby. He think they finna be all one big happy family. That was the letter. But my focus in this letter is the woman that moved in with the married people.
The wife's girlfriend.
With the falseness that they was just friends, her and the girl, but they been in there just lighting the room up. Then come to find out, he found out. And so now when she gone, him and her back there doing it.
Yeah.
And when he gone, her and her back there doing it.
The husband's baby mama.
How tired is she? If she ain't exhausted, she done bit off more than she could chew because they keep leaving the house. She just sitting on the porch in a rocking chair. You leaving now? Yep, I'm gonna run over here and holler at my boys, but wink, wink, when I get back, though, well, guess I'll go on in here and see what she want.
Is she tired, Steve?
You know what I want. Hey, what you been doing, baby? Oh, nothing, man. Me and Cal was in here. Well, you know what time it is. It's Tuesday. No, that's our day, Tuesdays and Fridays. Yeah, so why don't you come on in here? Well, I would, but I'm tired. No, you ain't that tired. You don't care. Come on back in here. So now the wife tired. But the one that's really tired is who? That heifer out on the porch. Just watching who coming and who going, letting her know what show she got to put on. Because they're two different shows, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's two different shows.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
It's when she in there with the man, that's one show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She in there with the woman, that's another show.
And if she ever get in there with both of them.
That's too much show. That show, that's like a movie that's too long. You ever been to a 4-hour movie?
Yes, I have.
When is this going in?
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. What y'all think, fellas? Give me some things that the tired girl, gonna be saying.
I can tell you what she said. I can tell you exactly what she said.
What, Jay?
She said, "Lord, when both of y'all gonna go someplace? That's what I need.
I need a break."
She walking around the house. It's Sunday morning, you know. Families go to church.
I need y'all to
she
go.
She trying to get them out the house.
Yeah.
I need y'all to get go somewhere break. Together. Yeah.
You know, Applebee's got that new coupon. I cut y'all one out.
Why don't y'all go see y'all grandparents or something? Drive somewhere. Yeah. Just get out the house.
Man, I do love both of y'all. Chili. I love both of y'all.
Chili's got that 2 for $20.
Because I'm tired and I'm getting confused on what I'm supposed to be doing.
Not confused.
Or who I'm supposed to be doing.
I don't know what y'all in here doing. He in here. I don't know what. Girl, what is you talking about? Why did you invite me over here with all this at your house?
That sounded like a good idea when I started, but this ain't nothing but a hot mess.
Girl, I'm finna go down there. Girl, I'm going down to unemployment tomorrow.
You
I'm just finna just go on and admit it. I can't do this here. Ooh, this too much.
Do y'all ever sleep together?
That's a question. Man. That's a question.
She asked them. Yeah. Do y'all ever hook up?
The husband and wife.
Yeah.
I need a break.
What you say?
I need a break. Yeah. I can't be that good.
They all want me. They all want me.
Say, all I can't be that good.
Can't be that good.
All of this. All of this. They want all of this.
She up in there busy, though.
Oh, yeah.
She at work sleep.
Right. Yeah, she sleep all at her desk and everything.
Got to get a day off in here somewhere.
Ain't no
her head
done
flipped back so hard in that chair with the It just flipped her, threw her ass out her cubicle.
Yeah, she ain't getting no work done.
Oh, man. That's a shame.
Then she walking past her girlfriend at work, blowing kisses out there and winking. She ain't handling that good no more.
Yeah. And the girlfriend going
stop
see
winking
you at the house.
Over here.
Yeah, and the girlfriend gonna see you at the house. I think I'm working late.
She don't wanna go home. She
don't wanna go home. Get that overtime, man.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, I'm knocking on your door. Hello? Oh, so you in here working late tonight, huh? Yeah, I thought I'd swing through and keep you company.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, but I know she at the house about sleep. You know what I'm saying?
She is one tired lady.
She's really tired.
I don't feel sorry
tired
for her.
No, I don't either.
No, I don't feel sorry.
Don't feel sorry for her. I don't feel sorry for the husband, and I do not feel sorry for the wife. All of them foul as they want to be, and then all of them want to get treated right. All of them been in there doing each other wrong. Now they want somebody to treat them right. Man, get out of here.
And they got a baby. All right, well, coming up next, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade talked to Oprah about the backlash they received when they had this baby. We'll talk about that right after this.
For what?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.